My guest at this time is Hans von Spakovsky. He's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He served in the Justice Department during the George W. Bush administration, and he's also the author of Obama's Enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department, along with his co-author, John Fund. Just a couple of weeks ago, it appeared U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch was a pretty safe bet to become the next Attorney General of the United States and replace Eric Holder. Now the confirmation appears to be hanging like a thread. We'll discuss why for the next few minutes. And Hans, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me on.
Even after Lynch said during her confirmation hearings that she thought President Obama was justified in his unilateral immigration action, Republicans seem to be making no indication that she would have a tough time getting confirmed. Now, all of a sudden, it looks like Joe Biden might have to break a tie. And even John McCain, who had been praising her just a couple of months ago, now says he's opposed. What's changed here?
I think really what's happened is that the senators have had a chance to really think more carefully about what she said and how dangerous it is to have an attorney general who's unwilling to tell the president when he is going beyond the authority he's got under the law and in the Constitution.
Do you see any of the other Republicans who are still saying that they'll support her that are likely to flip? You have Lindsey Graham, Orrin Hatch, and Jeff Flake, who voted for her in committee, and I think it's Senator Heller who's the fourth one right now.
Well, you know, I haven't seen any indication they're going to change their mind. I hope they would actually think long and hard about it. You know, I think they've come out the way they have because they have this general view that a president has the ability to pick his nominees. But he doesn't have the ability to pick nominees who aren't going to enforce the law and abide by the rule of law. And frankly, the answers that she gave, and frankly, the many non-answers she gave, indicate that she's going to be just like Eric Holder in helping the president bend, break, and change the law whenever he wants to.
Lindsey Graham, who certainly does have an instinct to give the president the benefit of the doubt on these nominations, also says one of the reasons he's supportive of her nomination is because it's just time to get rid of Eric Holder. We need a breath of fresh air, at least a change, and Loretta Lynch seems to be qualified to do so. What do you make of the it's just time for a change approach here?
Well, I certainly agree it's time for a change, but I don't think it's time for a change and putting someone in who is basically going to put in a version of Holder 2.0. I think they ought to instead push the president to put someone ethical and professional in who actually believes in the rule of law.
Hans, do you believe that if the Lynch confirmation or that the Lynch nomination is rejected, that Obama is likely to move more towards the middle with a subsequent nomination?
Well, that's what any reasonable president would do. I'm not sure he will, because he seems to have decided to spend his last 2 years being as confrontational as possible with Congress, as opposed to trying to work with them to come to partisan solutions to problems.
One of the things, of course, Republicans were frustrated with in the Bush administration was how long it took to get votes on various nominees, particularly judicial nominees. And the Obama administration has been frustrated about that recently as well on some of their nominations. Mitch McConnell, the new Senate majority leader, says there's not going to be a full confirmation vote on Lynch's nomination until the currently stuck human trafficking legislation is resolved. So what do you make of that as a tactic, and is it fair to have a nomination, regardless of the caliber of the nominee, to be delayed that long?
Oh, no, I think that is a fair parliamentary tactic. And I think, in fact, it's something that is the right thing to do here, where the argument they're having over this debate is Democrats are objecting to language that they previously voted to approve. That in itself seems unfair and inequitable. And look, when it comes to nominations, this president actually has had, for example, the judicial area, he's had more nominations now approved than prior Republican presidents. So he really has nothing to complain about.
How do you expect this to play out? Do those four Republican votes stay where they are? Or do you think, given the delay now, assuming it takes a little while to get this human trafficking legislation worked out, that at least one more mind could be changed here?
I think that delay may, in fact, help folks try to persuade at least one Republican to change his mind and vote the way they should, which is not to allow someone who doesn't believe in the rule of law to become the next Attorney General.
Hans, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Hans von Spakovsky is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's also the co-author of Obama's Enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.